utaita ola Zimbabwe omuhle ndinomgamshira emchirongo chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection which yours truly your boy Big Mike aka Mike Hove. Welcome youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Welcome Zimbabwe omuhle once again lamhlanje. Today is Tuesday the 25th of June 2019. I'm your host Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe omuhle, ndinomgamshira emchirongo chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe omuhle to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Welcome. Tonight on The Connection, we are discussing the economic situation in the country following the dumping of the nation's multi-currency system. For those that do not know, Minister of Finance, Professor Mthuli Ncube, yesterday announced ukuthi ilizwe lethu does not use multi-currencies anymore. Imali yakwamanye amazwe, imali ekunze kwenyika, ma-US dollar, ma-pula, nema-rand, hanzi na Professor Mthuli Ncube, they do not work in the country anymore. This means that ilizwe lethu eZimbabwe now only has one official tender. One official trade tender in the country. That means kana muri muZimbabwe mofa ngoshandisa ma RTGS, EcoCash, uyeje ma bond notes. In a meeting today with journalists, President Emmerson Mnangagwa reiterated government's position, something that was echoed by Professor Mthuli Ncube yesterday. Let's take a look.
How much money do you think Zimbabwe could make from the sale of ivory?
Zimbabwe has gone back to normalcy. And the normalcy is a country must have its own currency. That's normalcy. We were living in an abnormal situation, and you should be the first to congratulate us for becoming normal again. As regarding the second aspect of your question about, the national currency, what we've removed with the basket of currency, we've removed them. And our current currency is denominated either by the coins, the bond note, or the RTG. All that is domestic. It's still allowed to do the national transactions in the economy. But we have not banned the possession of any other currency, except you cannot transact in any shop. If you want to buy your tea and then you have your American dollar or your euro, Bloomberg American dollar, then you must go to bureau to change. You change there and go and have your coffee. That's what they've done. That's what is normal. That's what they've done.
And there's no crime in keeping us.
Alright, Zimbabwe is back to normalcy. Those were the sentiments echoed by President Emmerson Mnangagwa today when he was speaking with the journalists. Well, that notion was met by resistance, of course, folks, by some members of the business community in Mashingo who have continuously sold their goods in US dollars. New currency aside, Zimbabwe's economy has been met by several different economical problems, such as the electricity shortage in the country. This is something that's affecting businesses in different manners, especially abantu abasakhulayo, young entrepreneurs. So I'm looking to hear from you all, Zimbabwe omuhle, ukuthi konke lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni. Patinotarisa mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. How is this affecting you, sechi zvaro cheZimbabwe? Takatarisira kuva nema business men and business women vachanga vachipinda muchirongwa vari vanhu vechidiki vachanga vachitudzawo kuti ivo chekutanga, what is their opinion when they're talking about quote unquote new currency iripo munyika nekuti we can't call it new nekuti tagara tichishandisa ma RTGS tagara tichishandisa eco cash chango chinja ndechekuti chi you can't use mari yekudzimwe nyika and by you can't means you cannot use it as an official trading currency. +12024650318 is the number to call, or you can text us on WhatsApp Zimbabwe Muhle. Oh, sorry, let me fix that. +12026192077 is the number to call if you're looking to call us live on air, or of course you can text us on WhatsApp on +12024650318. Tikutefe nyura pa masai sai anoti 909 medium wave frequency pa 4930 uyeje pa 15460 kilohertz pa short wave. Abafisi ubukela uhlelo lolu ku internet tikutefe nyura pa nema web page elu matatu. We're broadcasting live on www.voazimbabwe.com. We're broadcasting live on www.voashona.com. And we're also broadcasting live on www.voandevilet.com. However, Zimbabwe Muhle, for our Facebook fanatics, labo abathanda iFacebook, we're live streaming as we speak on our three different Facebook pages, those being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, sikhona njalo ku VOA Studio 7. So lingakhohlwe phela zulukandaba, msakhanganwe kuisa ma like nema heart kana muchifarira chirongwa kana muchifarira zvamuri kunzwa zviri kubuda pachirongwa, motiudzawo maonero enyu, nyorai pama Facebook page edu matatu, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele uyezve pa VOA Studio 7. And most importantly, don't forget to share kuitira kuti tione no wandu wedu.
Hey ta, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Thank you, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3, BigMyke3.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, @BigMike3 is the username. Go Twitter, njalo go Instagram. Go to Zimbabwe Muhle, musakangano tripana pa pama page edu matatu, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, uyezve pa VOA Ndebele for the next hour. Saka msatize mchienda mchino nditsvaga ku Twitter neku Instagram, ndiri pano pa ma page edu, amofarira zvikuru sa. Welcome, Zimbabwe Muhle. If you just joined us right now, you're tuned into Live Talk, The Connection with your boy, yours only, Mike Hove, a.k.a. Big Mike. Nasi tiriku tarisa nyaya ye mamiro akaita upfumi wenyika. Nezuro chaiye takanzwa Professor Mthuli Ncube acha announce achiti aiwa nyika yedu aichashandise mari yekudzimwe nyika. Hanzi kana une US dollar, kana une bond, kana une pula, hanzi chimbomakasa chimbomira nekuti aichashande munyika. Kuti tinzwe kuti nyaya iyi iri kunetsa anana businessman, anana businesswoman seiko munyika, tabatawo umwe wechidiki ane business rake riri munyika, Mr. Tendai Choto. Vachoto, welcome mune chirongwa chedu chevechidiki.
Tinotenda kuva muchirongwa mukoma Mike.
Nyaya irimo mugango mainzwa, mamiriro akaita upfumi wenyika, nezuro takanzwa kuti nyaya yekushandisa mayusa, nyaya yekushandisa mapula, uyezve nyaya yekushandisa mari yekudzimwe nyika, womakasa hazvichashande munyika. Imi somwe wechidiki anoita business munyika, makatambirwa mazwi ava Mthuli Ncube seiko?
Hatina kuzvitambira nekufara, nekuti tinotarisa kuti chakambokonzeresa kuti tive nemamulti currencies chii, uyezve tagadzirisa here zvakakonzeresa kuti tekutanga tinge tine multi currency. Takaongorora nyaya iyi tichiizeya, tinoona kuti nyika iri kuda kuprinta mari. Naizvozvo vanhu vanobva vashaya confidence nemari yemunyika yemuZimbabwe, nekuti mari yemunyika yeZimbabwe haina chiri kuisapota. Mari kuti ive mari, vanhu vanofanira kunge vane confidence nayo. Ini ndiri umwe wevanhu vakadzidza zveupfumi inova economics. So the basic definition of money is that it must be a generally accepted medium of exchange. Saka tiri kuona local currency yedu RTGS kana kuti haona kuti mabond note achiva chinhu chiri kugamuchirika kuvanhu vazhinji nekuti vanhu vazhinji havana vimbo yekuti chinokwanisa kuchengetedza upfumi hwavo machiri. Saka kuuyiswa kwezimu dollar ndingangoti nekuscrapwa kwakaita multi-currency regime nezuro zvichakonzeresa kurwadza chaizvo kune vanhu vari mubhizimusi nekuti nyika ichange yaku vazhinji vachatadza kupokiwa zvinhu zvakawanda zvavanoda mumabhizimusi avo nekuti currency yatinenge tichishandisa haisi kugamuchirika. Chinhu chekuti vanhu vazhinji vari kunyunyuta chaizvo nekuda kwenew currency iyoyi.
Right, vachoto regai ndikubvunze, when we go back not so long ago, vamthuli Ncube vasati vatora matanho ekuva finance minister, the first thing I remember clearly him saying was, inhangu, when I get into office, the first thing I want to do is remove the bond. Fast forward, he still hasn't removed the bond. The bond became what many would refer to as a trading incentive. It wasn't supposed to be a currency. So in what form, how did it then progress forward to a stage and point whereby it became the official tender and removing the other things that people regarded as official tender?
In any second, I can't remember that I finance minister. Vanga vane maonero avo avaita ekunze. Pavakapinda mukati menyika yeZimbabwe vachiona the intricate of the economic situation and rather in the government. I think at one point he then realizes that he cannot maneuver very very much without controlling the monetary policy. However, I am disappointed because Professor Mthuli Ncube seemed to have made a 180-degree U-turn from what he had said, because I remember very well about, and we were excited about the coming in of Professor Mthuli Ncube. But I think it's more political than economic, because one would really not bring in, would not scrap the multi-currency regime if you have not addressed the fundamentals. And this is, there are a lot of things that are to be considered. We are a net importer. We import more than we export. Mm-hmm. So how are we going to finance the gap of our imports? Practically,
right.
Almost everything is imported.
Vachoto regai ndibokubatsai pamuromo nditore muteereri, but I have a couple of questions ndamboverenga macomments evateereri vedu. They are very, very crucial questions that I'm hoping you can address. Saka chimbobatsai parunhare nditore muteereri, handiti baba. Alright, utabolo kone kutwini, kanya nganu lua chisa, kutwa sesi le currency izim dollar ikona, kutwa ngaole mali ya kwa manyamazwe, bond pula, I think it's a bond, pula rand US dollar pansi, no, doesn't work in the country. Wati ngitate mlaleli, sizu uti yena utini. Kola kola mtereri, wekutanga apina mjirongwa, ndiana ripari nae.
Hello.
Hey, baba, zurufambe.
Ngiyakhuluma Nkosi yami
nje. Ah, isiphilile baba, ngibani okhona ecingweni?
NguDumezweni Ndlovu.
Ndlovini, usungenile kuhlelo baba, unjani?
Hayi, ngisiphilile mfowethu.
Udaba lukhona egudwini uluzwile baba. Sesi nangu uhulumende uthi nxa ule bond, singisithi bond, nxa ule USA, nxa ule pula, nxa ule rand, hayi akusasebenze elizweni. Wena uthini ngalokho?
Okokuqala ngibone ngani uhulumende wethu ube lezigwenxa ku-economic policy. Uyabona ukuthi nxa usenza ama-decision ku-economic policy kumele kube le ndlela yokuyenza esingathi thina yi-survey, wonke into le oyenzayo izaba lomphumela onjani. Then ususenza esingathi thina economic consultative forum, ubize ama-consultative partners amaningi, then ama-ideologist amaningi, uzwe ukuthi kuhamba njani. So phithi ukuthi ezivabheke amanzi, so silama-institutions amakhulu anjengabo-University of Zimbabwe, o-NUST, silama-lecturer professor abazingcitshi ekwenzela izinto lezi ababizwa inxa yokuthi vele yona i-education eZimbabwe academically ikhangelelwe phansi. Ngithanda ukuthi uthi uhulumende lezigwenxa uzahlalela ezigwenxa ngoba kananzelele ukuthi vele imfundo iqakathekile. Isophithi yokuthi i-decision le ayenzileyo ayilunganga. Okunye futhi engihlala ngutsho, uhulumende kayenelise ukuvuselela ibhenki baba. I-banking sector eZimbabwe isile. Abantu ababhenki bayesaba ngenxa yokuthi ibhenki ayiniki i-interest. Ibhenki kumele inike i-interest baba. Ibhenki ifana lenhliziyo epompa igazi, kumele imali circulate omunye ayithatha umuntu A ayithatha B ayithatha C ayiboleke uD ayicupha njalo njalo imali circulate bese sikhuluma ngokuvuselela iindustry yethu iindustry le bank sector uhamba ndawonye ngumuntu lo mzakho omunye yioxygen omunye ligazi abenza ibiology ungakhiphi ioxygen there's no life ungakhiphi igazi there's no life uhamba ndawonye baba
awungitshele-ke baba Ndlovu ungumuntu ongisakhulayo na
ye ngumuntu osakhulayo ngoba ngi-handicapped ku-disability portfolio sithi thina even nanxa ngiyi-42 years ngumuntu osakhulayo ngoba abagogekileyo saphuza ukungena esikolo samarginalize ngakukhethi nangena ugrade 1 ngile 12 years so ngumuntu osakhulayo ngoba vele uyasuspecta 12 years from 42 kuthi
nge-32
angizezwanga ngayezwa umumo elizwe so ngiyi-youth engaboniwe emela ilungelo labantu njalo ngithanda ukuthi uhulumende abantu abagogekileyo bathwele nzima kakhulu abangaboni kalungisa into zakhe ze-economy a consult into ehluphayo ukuthi akukhonsa kunje thina bangaboniyo asibizwanga ocouncil for the blind abatshelwanga onational league for the blind azange batshelwe abantu abangaboniyo bathwele nzima kulama-talking systems asincedisayo ukuthi sisebenzise izimali zangeza ezibuyayo you know I get to wonder abasifuni phezulu ukuthi basiconsulte basiqhathwe sibatshele ukuthi sifunani sithwele nzima labo gogo emakhaya abakwazi okuyizinto lokhu so we need to have a consultative forum singakenzi ezinye izinto bonani uhulumende kumele ukuqalisele khona yikho phela ukubusa kwangikhona madoda
right awungitshele-ke Ndlovu njengoba isimo somnotho silokhu siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka nina njengabantu angithi ushilo wathi ngumuntu ongisakhulayo nina njengabantu abasakhulayo abaphile elizweni how are you surviving bafo how
kunzima baba siphila nge-God's grace kuza kubhajetheki uyisikuya i-family person abantwana sehle ukuthi angila sicathulo ngihamba isicathulo esisodwa I'm a teacher by profession sebeze bekwazi lapha kudlula ubaba udumezweni uDlovu nxa ngathi isicathulo sami sezisibhobokile can you imagine kuyasikhathaza nabantwana basela inspiration they can't even see they can't even wish when I was learning way back I used to be like my teacher I used to be like my prophet. Ngiyakhumbula ngisakhula ngangihawukela ukuthi baba umgabo ukhuluma njani isikhiwa ngangilezile ukuthi I need to pass I need to read uShakespeare ngipase ngibe yilinguist but that zeal has just vanished
hayi sikuzwile Ndlovini danki ngokungena kuhlelo make sure ukuthi next week uzaba ukhona ngithi baba
ngiyabonga obe thanks very much
bro. Thank you so much right liyamuzwa ayi ngibonela ama hearts lama likes vele they were raining abantu bayathanda lokho kushiwo nguNdlovu uNdlovu ushilo wathi hayi first things first it's very important for people to consult the all stakeholders elizweni libabuze ukuthi kanti is this exactly what you guys want before making ama decisions akhona very, very happy about the fact ukuthi we have one member of the business community elizweni uTendai Choto. Tendai uchiripo parunarera.
Ndiripo.
Right. Manzwa zwa zvitaurwa navaNdlovu here kana Ndombo kutsana ngurai. Right, Ndlovu was making a lot of points there. The first one being, he finds it very important that before government makes decisions, they need to consult all stakeholders. You, of course, being part of the business community, Elizwen, were you guys consulted or magango mukao zwakungonzi no more USA, no more Pula, no more Rand?
There was no consultation. I actually found it on a. I learned of this on Friday afternoon. There is a journalist I follow called Wopo Shinono. He made the announcement on his page that there is something that is cooking. And yes, we knew that this is the only last route that the government would take, really, because they cannot maneuver in stabilizing the economy. According to Professor Mkilinobe, using the US dollar. But however, I think he is actually, this will worsen the situation on the ground because people have no confidence in the RTGS. Mm. It has been eroded of value. So you can't really introduce something and ban something that is valuable, something that is critical to the functioning of a number of things, sectors in Zimbabwe, and say that there is no more multi-currency regime. Like I earlier on said, that this will not end well. We need the sufficient conditions that are necessary for the reintroduction of a Zim dollar. I don't know whatever term we may call it when it comes, but I think it must be backed by production, and it cannot just be introduced
right. Ndine umwe muteereri parunare, but regai ndikubvunzei one more question before I go to the caller.
Okay.
Now, you know, usually manzwa zvataurwa navamunangagwa, he was saying kuti it's very important for any country in the world to have their own currency. He was talking about how Zimbabwe is back to normalcy. How he's saying, Kuti, some people, there's some people, like I explained earlier on, who are very defiant, who are still selling stuff in my use and in my rand and so forth in their stores. Vamunangagwa vari kuti, aiwa, chinhu chakakosha zvikuru kuitira kuti nyika ive necurrency yavo. You know, if you go to Britain, you use the British pound. If you come to America, you use the US dollar. If you go to Botswana, you use the Botswana pula. If you go to South Africa, you use the South African rand. So what's wrong with Zimbabwe using the Zimbabwean dollar?
Okay, fine. First and foremost, I totally agree that a country, a sovereign country, must have its own currency.
Mm-hmm.
But the currency must be supported, because there is no need to introduce a currency that we are seeing freely floating on the, because we use the black market as the basis of what's going on, what's the value of that currency. It's losing value. It's not gaining. There is no meaningful production that's happening in Zimbabwe. So once we do not, if we do not have the sufficient conditions to support a currency, we should not jump the gun and just say we want to have our own currency for the sake of having our own currency. The question that people would have in their mind is, are we not heading to troubled waters of 2008? Because we should have learned from 2008, the economic tsunami and earthquake that we experienced as Zimbabweans, and I think we have institutional memory to go back to understand what worked and what did not work. So we cannot continue to do same things and expecting different results. To me, I'm not impressed. But it is the right thing to have a currency. But the currency should be backed by production. But we have no real production in the country at the moment.
Mm-hmm. All right. Regarding to the mtereri wachoto, then ndukuzoka kwa muri. Ndukuzo ndine mtereri, etu ngweni, kola kola mtereri, mapinda mchirongwa, mbano kone etu ngweni. Mtereri, hello?
Hello?
Yes, papa, unjani? Mkoma haripari nare hapo ndiani?
Mkoma ngoni.
Mkoma ngoni, ndimi kama chopinda mchirongwa, tino mkamchire?
Tapinda, imita merina hondo kwa re, nangire, yes, kuri chapisa, nauri farira, because nika yungu matambo, because yes, right now, tika tarisa, kutuwa, isa, kutatia ndijo, ato trishande nita. My price is my shop because I'm accurate because Vakuda was here up and red, but one of the engagement was as a shand. What is in the group in America? The Bagoons is rooms that they want the forex, but the forex as it got outside America and it's going to be in store. The local part is to our own boy pass.
Zvino mukoma ngoni ndimi kamuri pa ground apa ku Zimbabwe. Tiudzeiwo kuti imi muri kurarama sei sezvo economy vanhu vari kuchema chema kuti yane nguva refu zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka.
Wangu kurama kwaoma because vakati asati vashandise chikarareta mari acho nemareta ari munhu akutambira mosazhinji akutambira ma $25-$30 havasina mari kuti chararama.
Manje kana makuti munhu wese ari kutambira ma $20 nema $30 vamunangagwa ava vari kuti nezero zvekare takanzwa mutuli ncuve achitaurawo zvinhu zvakafanana vachiti isu taakudzosa dollar kuitira kuti zvinhu zvese zvive normal munyika. Hanzi kana makutenga nekuti muri kumhanya muchiti kubasa taakuda kubhadharwa neusa nekuti hanzi patopinda mashop tobhadharwa nevanhu vari kuti mashopkeeper vari kuti aiwa isu pane price yakachipa yeusa asi bond riri kudhura zvinhu zvese zvofana hanzi maprices amufaudzika. Imi hamubvumirani nazvo here izvi hanzi ndizvo zvatakazviitira kaizvozvo.
Aina handibvumirani nazvo bond riri kudhura vashandisa. Yes, because the boys stabilize. You can't have our own currency because we can't have any industry. Economy is not that. At this case, yes, you know, boys are stabilized.
Mhm. I was talking to you. I'm coming on it. Not in the school. No, I'm going to move okay next week. And this.
All right, Abasa.
Right. Zulu kanda bali amuzwa nangu mnumzana ungoni ngomunye umlaleli wethu uta hayi mina angithembi lokho kwenziwe nguhulumende hanzi izvakaitwa na hulumende. This notion that was done by government I pansi, I don't support it. That's okay. Kuna wachoto, tanzo kutu warukuti. Mkoma choto mchiri popa runare.
Mchiri popa runare mkoma mike.
Right, wati warukupinda mchirongo warukuchema warukuchema. Ndambo vere nga imwe comment apapa page redure VOA ndevele. Muna avunza vunzo wakanaka zvikuru sa. Vandi vunza nyaye ma foreign banks. Munuweza anga, pane wano angawani ma bank account where they used to put ma US dollars ne marie kunze kwenyika. Varukuti, they, what exactly is going to happen with those accounts? You guys are in the business community. I would like to believe at some stage and point you were working with foreign currency importing stuff.
For sure.
Hmm.
We are not so sure because, you know, this move was just a fast move that has caught everyone unawares. So, and they, you know, the advent of the social media also makes things worse because there are already messages which are circulating on social media that banks have been stopped from allowing people to access their Nostro accounts. I'm not saying this is an official position. I don't know. I am yet to find out. But if that is the case, it is very regrettable because at some stage, people's SCA accounts, if they are raided, then we are just defeating ourselves. We are not creating the necessary confidence that people would want to invest into Zimbabwe. People would want to do business with us. They have that level of comfort and confidence. So I can't comment on assumptions, but we have to hear what is the next move and how it will be communicated to us as the people in the business and as entrepreneurs. But I think at the moment there is panic, there is a lot of misinformation that is being peddled, and one is really to be selective with the information that is coming through. But if it is true, it's really regrettable, and we should learn from the past. I always say the past should always give us lessons. Mm-hmm. It is a key teacher of what not to do and also what to do. So we have been on this road before, and we should learn from the mistakes of the past.
Right. Tichi rupanya imwe chete your Forex. We've spoken with a couple of young people and businesses, and some of them are saying, when I buy my stuff, I use rands. I go to South Africa, I buy my stuff. When I buy my stuff, I use pulas. I go to Botswana, I buy my stuff to import. When I go to other places, some places say they want US dollars. So now that the government is saying that the local tender, the official tender, is going to be the bonds, the EcoCash, and the RTGS, where are you guys as the business community supposed to get this Forex from?
If I read very well what Professor Mchelenube said yesterday, he says that they are going to support the interbank. But it still has to be seen how they are going to support it. And Zimbabwe practically is a net importer, as I earlier on said. 90% of the things that are being consumed in Zimbabwe are being imported. Mm-hmm. So that is the key challenge to say, how are they going to fund that? And does the interbank have the capacity to provide for the Forex requirement? One has to see, and it's still too early. But what I've seen today in Harare is that people continued accepting US dollars. And I think the big players, they took a position. I won't mention a name, but I went into a big space shop. I wanted to get into their shop this morning. They were closed. So, but the small guys in Kaguri, they were accepting US dollars. So I think actually people will continue trading in an instrument that they feel comfortable about, because you can't go to, I mean, you have entrepreneurs who are going to South Africa, to China, to Dubai, bringing wares into the country. They if they accept the RTGS dollar, they will not be able to restock. So it's a tight situation, and one we have to navigate it properly. And let's see. You know, it's now a question of going to be wait and see. But as I've said earlier on, it won't end well. That's the general feeling that I have. But whatever should be generally accepted. If people don't accept it, it defeats its purpose of being a currency.
All right, Mkoma Choto, regai ndukubate ipa mromo, nditore umuom tereri. It's a matter of confidence. Ndizo zulutaro na tendai. Matter of confidence. Anzuvanu are not confident in the RTGS. Imi, vateri redu, are you confident? +12024650318. Tinyore message pa WhatsApp. Lako njalo uguzifonela live. Eto ngweni, lingene lani guselo. Live on air. Lingasifonela guse ingo. Inombolongu. +12026192077. Goto ngezo njalo uguzi. Sengilomu laleli eto ngweni. Kola kola mtereri. Mapinda mjirongwa.
Hello.
Yes, Papa. Zurufambe.
Magazine, you go, Mike.
Ah, Mushe, Mushe. Are you planning to go there?
No, because you go and you go for another trip to Messina.
Mkoma Gomba, where you Messina, Oko. Zurufambe, where you Messina.
Ah, Pagaipa.
Jimmy, come, Muru, kunze kwe nyika. Anzi, Maria, you yamuru kunze. Aita shande mnyika. Munoti ina zoizos.
Yeah, it depends. You could do a motoring way, but I'm going to find a little moon. I'm going to go to the same store. You're watching the moon. You could have a kubiriza ni inclusive ndizvo zvakazvita kuti zvisa mari kuAmerica nedzimwe mari dzakaita sezvemaranzi iri nyaya yekurakidza kumutsidza upfumi saka so far vamutori mumwe kuti vazosvika pakuzoita danho ravatora iri vari kufungidzira kuti kushandiswa kwedzimwe mari dzekune dzimwe nyika ndizvo zviri kudonhedza economy asi iri nyaya yeindustry kuti munyika hamuna industry inoita kuti tikwanise kusumuka mune zveupfumi
Zvino Mkoma Gomba chodi nekuti hurumende iri kuti aiwa nhasi kubva nezuro taakushandisa bond taakushandisa RTGS taakushandisa EcoCash chodi kuti tiendere mberi tivake nyika yedu kuitira kuti munhu wesafari
kuti nyika igoneke endera mberi chachirungodiwa chipenya kuti endere mberi chashandisa mari dzekudzimwe nyika tokwanisa kusumudza chinhu chinonzi indastry kuti chinhu chakauraya indastry kuti nyaya yezvi20% yavaitora iyi vari kutoziva ndizvo vakanzi vakauraya nyika vanhu ivava havasi kuda kuti tsuro idye uswa hwakareba ndezvavasiri kungoona chinhu zvatiri kungoona apa because ivo kudzimba dzevanhu ivo vaka vana mutori nivava bhondo havatombodibata
Saka imi doza angu kuti munombosvikawo munyika muri kurarama seiko mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika zvino hazvina kumira mushe muri kurarama sei
kurarama pakaipa mukoma nekuti kana vari kumusha vachisowa zvakutongosvika pakutongwaomera maona saka hino kuti ivo vachazvifambisawo sei asi haipapo pakatooma zvigonogamuchirika zviri nyore izvi
haiwa Mkoma Gomba takunzwa zvakanaka tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa Aiwa msachike mkoma chirongwa ndechenyu chogara chikufonera imo pota muchingodzoka handisi.
Andika maita basi.
Right utabalo kone kutwini mtsvakazo muhle mlaleli tine umwe mutereri abva kupinda pachirongwa tinotenda vagomba kola kola mutereri abva kupinda muchirongwa ndiani ari parunari. Ye mlaleli.
Yebo.
Unjani kutaka?
Ndinofara.
Ariparunari apo ndiani?
Ndirobert ari kutaura mukoma.
Mukoma Robert. Mapinda muchirongwa ndiri kuona kuti muri kusouth africa uko muri kupi kusouth africa?
Ndiri kuRustenburg.
Hanzi na hurumende mari yenyu yamogara muchiunza marand dzenyu hanzi chibomira muri kutumira hama dzenyu kumusha asi hama dziri kuti hatichakwanise kuishandisa munyika munoti nazvo izvozvo.
Ini semaone zvisaro pane mashoko aya akataurwa nevakuru vamaVP vakati it won't work. Hazvishandi izvi it won't work.
Asi Mkoma Robert VP vakati it won't work, it will work, you will work and it will work. Saka VP vakati zvichashanda nenharo nangu mukadii.
Unaona nyari kuti nyangwa wajonga dei kuti kutaurwa nevamwe vanhu vese vari kutaurawa ichokwadi kuti what currency takaya adopta for a reason. Takaya adopta nekuda kwechikodzero zero, nekuda kwezvinhu zvaitinetsa mukati menyika yedu. Ende zvinhu izvona nhasi zvisiripo. Saka there is no point yekuti what currency your eyes will stretch out. Ndaekuti achiri kutodiwa zvakasimba kuti ange ari anoshanda for the betterment yeupenyu hwevanhu vemuZimbabwe. Dambudziko rinoitika nderekuti vanhu vakaita sana mutiriuyu ava vanouya zvichiva vane shungu yekuita basa zvakanaka. I remember takapeke tina vasimba makoni sometime takavita vana gono mukungenhimu reservebank muya muya but vamiya vane njere dzavo dzakapinza idzodzo wanti vapinda mugavenment yezanupf hamena kuti zvinoitika vanenge vanochinjwa here mafungiro wopuwa mamwe maideologies asingashandi asiisa vanhu imi semaoneraanotita nekuti pavanenge vari kuti mari iyoyi uri kuishandisa palocal market bedi ipapapo ndivo kuti vazotumira vanhu vaemutika mutema vachinotora iyo maforeign currency iwa avari kutiiwa hapanoti ari kushanda for their own goods which is very unfair which is very selfish of our leaders saka semaonera ati kuti aimi ndinhahodoino ndichamutengure chamutava nhava mwana wosvamudumbu mai wosvamusana abereka vamwe ndiani pakadai apo.
Haiwa, takunzwa zvikuru samukoma Robert, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa handesi.
Zvakanaka, thank you so much.
Right, nangu munye umlaleli uyangena kuhlelo uRobert uti hayi lokho kwenziwa nguhulumende I'm not happy. Kodwa silokhu sikudaba lunye lwesimo somnotho Zimbabwe muhle nguva ndidzo dzaakuenda. Ai, nguva dzinomhanya mani. Nguva kuZimbabwe uko dzava 8:37 kunoko kuAmerica 2:37 chirongwa The Connection. Lilami uMike Hove. Tichiri panyaya imwe chete, as we continue the conversation about the current state of the Zimbabwean economy, another thing that seems to be affecting isimo somnotho elizweni, nyaya yeproduction, mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika, is the issue of power cuts. Now, not so long ago, Minister of Energy and Power, Mr. Fortune Chassi himself, echoed sentiments which said, nyika yedu owes so much money to Eskom and other companies that give us power. This is something that's affecting entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs, and everyday people in Lizwin. Let's take a look as they tell us more. Tutaba lukone kutwini abantu bayakhalala bathi izinto azimanga kuhle lizwe. Umnumzana oqala yena sisithi ugesi luyahamba ngo 5 bese lubuya hayi during the night, so umuntu sokumele ukuthi atshintshe iclock yakhe asebenze ebusuku ukuze athole ithuba lokusebenza lapho kulogesi elizwe. Njalo omunye ugogo umama esekhuluma sisithi abantwana bona labo they can't read anymore ngoba ngathi sengiyothenga ikhandlela hayi liyabiza imali eningi, njalo if I go buy firewood yabiza imali eningi, angiselayo imali yokuthenga zonke lezi zinto. So ngiyabashiya abantwana bayozibhodela bayodlala ngaphandle, nxa sekuyisikhathi sokuthi sibabize bangene phakathi siyababiza, kodwa hayi kuthiwa the whole day umntwana uyazebe ezenzela intando yakhe ngaphandle ngenxa yokuthi ngamtshela ukuthi buya come it's time to read. I can't ngoba kumele yena they need electricity lights for them to read. Nantu tabulu kone kutwini isimo somnotho silokhu siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka. Mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika Anzi kuzimbabwe zvino hazvina kumira mushe asi nezuro Professor Mthuli Ncube vaka introducer vakati nyaya yekuuya nemayusa yekuuya nemapula nekuuya nemarand chimbomirai womakasa hamuchakwanisa kuzvishandisa. Anzi it's not a bad thing having it on you, by the way, nekuti pandakaonawo padandemutande some people thought that maybe it's now illegal for me to have forex. No, that's not what Professor Mthuli Ncube was saying. He was saying it's okay for you to have forex. If you have forex, keep all the forex. If you have $1 billion, it's all right. Keep it. Wotwa, you can't use it to trade, elizweni. Wotwa sokumele uye ebhanga uyotshintsha imali yakho and you come back nama yusa ne bond bese siyothenga isinkwa uyothenga ichukela ngezinto ezijeneyo. There's certain things that you can still use your US dollars, your rands, your pulas for, such as air flights and you know, people in the business community, you can still use it to go buy your goods ngaphandle kwelizwe. Kodwa elizweni, when you're buying ichukela, when you're buying isinkwa and the basic essential necessities, kumele usebenzise a local currency. But joining me is my second guest. He's also a young entrepreneur, elizweni. He's the co-founder of Open Minds Initiative. He was here not so long ago in Washington, D.C. Ngale, World Bank, ebanikeza labo inkulumo. He was talking about development. Joining me live via telephone, kuvaku Zimbabwe uko, ndivatatenda Magetsi. Mr. Magetsi, welcome, mnechirongwa chedu.
Thank you, mkoma Mike, zviri sei?
Mushe, mkoma, zviri kufamba.
Kubata, ungoona news dzatiri kutaura.
Right, ndachimbotaurawo navatenda ichoto, navo is a businessman munyika. Ndichivatsanangurira ndikati nezuro takanzwa Professor Mthuli Ncube vachiti hanzi, kana une bond rako, hanzi kana une pula rako, kana une rand, kana une user, chimbomira kuzvishandisa munyika nekuti hazvichabvumidzwi. Wafana kuenda ku bank onochinja mari yako, obata bond, obata RTGS, oya uzotenga zvinhu zvako munyika. Imi seve chidiki varuta zvema business, muri kuzvitambira sei munyika?
Izvi zvinhu zvekuti zvino logic yazvo ino doubtika nguva zhinji, because ukatarisa kuti panotorwa currency yakafana neZim dollar yobva yareintroducing Zim dollar back into the system as the sole currency in a mono currency type of an economy. Isusu tisina confidence ne Zim dollar rachona hazvina kwazvino tisvitsa. So this decision by the government to choke down the idea yekuti to accept ma bond inoti affect nenyaya yekuti hakuna munhu angade kuchengeta bond nekuti mangwana rinongomugara kwira mune saka izvi zvawedzera pressure pakuti vanhu vatsvage ma US dollar yekuti vangogara vakachengeta mari inoita se inochengeteka zviri consistent.
Asi imi sevechidiki vane mabhizinesi munyika muri kushanda seiko? This is not a surprise. Vachoto vambotsanangura vakati this seems to be a repetition. Zvakaitika not so long ago kuZimbabwe tatine mabalance checks takaita Zim dollar, pakauya zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana kwakuya RTGS zvekare. So this is not new to Zimbabwe. Imi sevechidiki muri kushanda sei?
Ukatarisa Section 142 of 2019 yakati iyala ichiintroducer zvekuita Zim dollar radzoka. Ukatarisa kuti pazvizvi zvayakataura nezvayakaexplaina hapana mobvira pane anything chakanyora kuti chakarambidza kuti mapurize achargwe in US ozoretwa into bond. Saka ndinogonongoudza munhu kuti service yangu i 20 US iyozotibhadhara equivalent ye 20 US in bond. That is the only strategy inenge iripo, but chance mapurize ye US.
Alright, it's about equivalency, it's about confidence. Bataipa runare wa magesi, nitange lidzokere kuna vachoto, tinzo kutuwa noti. Vachoto, mchiripo pa runare rafu. Mr. Choto?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Right, nyaye confidence keeps coming up. Earlier on, we were watching ZCTU give a press conference, and for them, they said what Mthuli did was illegal. Is that true?
They said it was what?
It was illegal. And the introduction, zira yavaka unzao nyaya yekuti hapachisina nyaya yekushandisa multi-currencies munyika. Vaka, iyo vanoti nemaundira avo, it's illegal. Is what Mr. Professor Mthuli Ncube doing, what he did per se, legal? Is he allowed to do that? To just wake up and is that shade ta kushandisa currency.
Yeah, I think he donated through the Ministry of Finance at, and as the one who oversees the RBZ.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the issue of the legalities of it, that's for lawyers to find out. But what we simply know and what we have observed as people in business and as young people in business is that he is actually, this will make things very difficult for people to maneuver. And I agree with my colleague what you are saying also too, that the manner in which it has been introduced, it leaves a lot to be desired, because it's almost like one has just to, has come in with an intervention, but I look at it as a policy ambush. It does, in my definition, because government has to foster certainty, has to foster business continuity through this decision. I really wonder, I really don't know if they are fostering now the business continuity, and the businesses are just going to go out of business if they are not able to restock.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, so bache pamuromo vachocho nditore mutereri, but I'm coming back because I like the idea, what the point that you guys mentioned, the idea of confidence for an economy to grow. But again, and then I'll come back to both of you as my guests. Kola mutereri ndikunzwa kuti masvika parunare usukona usungenile kuhlelo hapina muchirongwa ndiye.
Thomas Nyashan.
Ndiani ari parunare?
Thomas Nyashan wa Boron, Botswana.
Dumelang Thomas, ukai?
Litera.
Nake, thank you. Thank you so much. Ukenile kuhlelo. Welcome. Walen na Thomas. What's your opinion on everything happening in Kozimbabwe?
Okay, mkoma jonga. Nyaya ipo ipachena ipapo. I think nyaya kuti vanhu havachabvumirwa kushandisa maforex ayo. Inyaya yekuda kusechana muhomwe, just because manzotarira vanhu havana mutori nyoyo, vakamboya vachiti na president vachiti wakaonekwa uchiita break market uchasungwa uchaenda kujeri for 10 years, vakanatsokuona kuti zvaramba kushanda. Nhasi uno akudzoka nekuti chavari kuda chokwadi chokwadi chavari kuda vada kukorekta foreign currency yese iri muvanhu kuti vakwanise kushandisa ivo nemhuri dzavo, vakwanise kurarama vachibhururuka vachienda munyika dzavanoda. That's why vakatagetwa masanction vanhu ivavo.
Mara Thomas,
they are time.
Utlo. Is there not a possibility, Akore, like you said, they're trying to collect forex, but it being the idea yokuti vowanawo forex yokupa business community kuitira kuti in turn you boost the economy?
Yeah, on the other hand, it's okay, but that is not the right way of collecting the foreign currency from these individuals. I'm supposed to bring my own foreign currency. No kuda kwete kunzi ichaenda unosiya kubank kana wasiya kubank handi muri kuona kuti yezvese zvatina mavalue change munyika yezimbabwe zvese zvakavhariswa. Why? Just because those people, they trying by all means to collect all the foreign currency from the union, but all these are the local guys nevese vari kunze kwenyika vakuzama kuda kutora foreign currency. Hazvishamise, nhasi uno muchazo nyaya ichange yakubuda muzimbabwe vachange vakutaura kuti munhu wese ari kutumira foreign currency abva kunze kwenyika achanga iye akungopisa mabhengi achingopiwa bond paper. Bond paper iroro hazvina kwarinoshanda bond paper iroro. Kubatsirana kuri pachena chaiko chaiko kuti whether you like or not, just bring it. It's me who has got the power to have that foreign currency, not iwewe. Saka I don't think kuti zvakataurwa namuto iniwe kuti uprofesa hwavo uprofesa chaivo chaivo, nokuti uprofesa chaivo chaivo anatoziva ka you must know bacho kuti munin'ina wangu he should have this foreign currency, kwete kuti foreign currency iuye cheche kwandiri muhomwe mangu kana ndoshandisa inii ndiri muhurumende. Makaona maborders, right? Can I just declare more tenants? Because you have to pay in foreign currency.
Yeah.
But at the moment, it's a means of correction in the foreign currency of Bakura. But they are supposed to correct it so nicely. Because I know our room. Nika foreign currency. Saka Twitter, they were supposed to do the outreach programs, right? Just because Nika is only one. tine maonero akasiyana siyana vatinonga vachibvunzwa kuno uyo neuyo neuyo tese toto and then tova nechisungo chimwe chete chokuti right pakuda at least about 3/4 of Zimbabwe kuti hazvakadi. So what can we do? I'd like to say mtuti nuve ndiye anongo propose and then na munangagwa vobva vapatisa. What's that?
Yakaudzwara.
Makatavanyika dzafane uya iBotswana. Botswana inoti inodepend on diamond. But hapana magetsi ari kudzimwa.
Akaudzwara, akaudzwa. Thank you so much, Thomas, ndokupinda muchirongwa.
Danki ntate.
Danki, danki papa. Right, Zurukandaba Manzwa, the Thomas Angariparunare. That was Thomas on the line. He was explaining his opinion. He's saying Zimbabwe, Makasa, you have to fix certain issues before you move over. Right, let me go back to my guest, Andotanga Kunava Magetsi. Vama Getsi Mchiripo Parunare. Right, you touched on something very essential, the issue of confidence. Now, Hurumende has made this move where they say, okay, right, from today onwards, we're using bonds. How do we then move forward to ensure that people start gaining confidence in the bond, in the RRTGS system, in the EcoCash? How do we move forward? Because for the economy to be fixed, like you said, we need to be confident.
You see, confidence is in my opinion, you know, we are through revocation of SI 142 of 2019. No longer no solution. The government yakaona kuti like if you watch my declaration of my declaration of challenges I took my workers last week. Ekuti my workers in majinji anga kuchi request my payment in the US. So by that the government goes in the US yakabvayango inindo fuka kuti ndo sikava kaita tishine kuti ora US asina richashanda muzimbabwe. So that people do not keep on wishing to pay me, like my salary paid in the US. And it's a choke down decision. You see, could it be to Manano gain a confidence? Look at years, which is often not to work, but that's only to take another way to yourself. And I'm not going to be a man, but I don't know what you teach
like
it. I was decision in the sustainable. In the solution, I don't like it. You are for no more if it's like yes, I challenge you.
Aye, the guy in Dubai, Pamromo. Pastor, 5 minutes, Muchirongwa. So let me go back to Vachoto and have him wrapping it up. Vachoto, Muchiripo Parunare.
This is Mkoma Mike Parunare.
Right, Pastor, 5 minutes, Muchirongwa. So I guess this will be my last question to you. No problem, Mkanoktua Vareo Muchirongwa. Once Zimbabwe is open for business, in Matara Nyaye confidence, Ramnanga Gwaruti, Zimbabwe is back to normalcy, Zimbabwe is open for business, Imin Dimwe business community, Vacho. How do we move forward ensuring that our currency is backed with some kind of confidence?
Okay. I want to end by calling for political reform in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that most of the problems that we are facing in Zimbabwe, though we are trying to tackle them from an economic point, they are stemming out from a contestation at the political arena. So we need to have a very open conversation and dialogue amongst ourselves as Zimbabweans, first and foremost, to say we have had contested elections and this issue has not been truly resolved. So once we move to political reform, I feel and I think that the economy will solve itself naturally because this thing that we are trying to attract, be it FDI, it's capital movement.
Mm-hmm.
Capital is timid. It does not go to places that are hostile. It does not go to places that have policy ambushes where you just wake up and you hear that there is no more use of this currency. This is what is going to happen. You know, you need to create credibility. So this level of credibility is by two major political parties in the country to come together on the table and discuss outstanding issues. Once they have resolved that, I want to tell you, it doesn't take long to stabilize the economy. We might be fighting and losing battle. So the two main political actors have to find each other, put aside their arrogances, put aside their elements of pride, come together to say, let's save the economy, because there are hardships on the road.
Mkoma choto, vachamisa wakata anzi shunjuka naka mwenyika 2 weeks to gona kukadzirisa chunichi. Is that even possible?
No, that's being childish of President Chamisa of MDC. I am neither ZANU-PF nor MDC, mm-hmm. but what I know, our problems are stemming from a political crisis, and that crisis has to be resolved, and that's what we need. We need leadership, leadership from the other end of the party and leadership from also the Chamisa side. They need to come together and solve the problems for Zimbabweans. Zimbabweans are desperate. This is a dire situation which needs a political solution so that the economic solution will be easier road to go through.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tendai Choto, economist, entrepreneur. Thank you so much. Nokupinda Mchirongwa Choto.
Thank you very much, Mkoma Mike.
All right.
Thank you to your viewer.
Thank you. Perfect. Have a good night. Choto, zokera kuna Mama Ketsi. Mama Ketsi, 2 minutes zasara Mchirongwa. Manzo wazwa tawruwa na wachoto. Petai Mchirongwa Mkoma.
The government yaka force no mouse in a situation is that they are ready for that.
Mm.
I think there are a lot of economic and political fundamentals which still need to meet before we rush to issues of declaring economic no mouse. Because no mouse of the economy is not declared, it's achieved. That's the difference. If we do not declare it is no mouse, we achieve no mouse, the process which we have to go through. But the government tried to short circuit that and declared it is normal because we've made this decision on our own. And some of the people, they are presumably based on that. And we need to consider the sustainability of some decisions before bringing them into the public sphere. Mm. For the safety of us as citizens and, of course, for their own integrity as a government of a nation.
Saka, tichipeta chirongwa choti, is Zimbabwe open for business, yay or nah?
Ah,
nah. I want to know.
When I'm coming, my dear. Zimbabwe, it's only Kujara. Before the Instagram and energy, we can really measure from our Tanga IQ that we have bond. It's another process that the investors to go through. And my investors only do their same question both time is money. Never chase away people from doing business. Which means, Zimbabwe, we say we are open for business, but we have all our doors gated and closed.
Mm-hmm. I want Kunzo Aizakanaka Mkoma Tatenda. I wish the program could last longer so we could have you more and more and more and more and more Pachirongwa. But Nguwa Ndiya Jikanana Tinotenda Shukuru Nekupina Pachirongwa.
Thank you, Mkoma Mike.
Right, Zimbabwe Mushe, Sebusele, 1 minute Kuchelo Letu Lapasa Kulaya Pasara, 1 minute Mchirongwa, Chino Buruka, Chino Mara. Tinotenda Shukuru Munuwesa Pida Mchirongwa, Tatina Vatenda Ichoto, he's an entrepreneur, he's an economist. Tatina Zakare, Vatatina Magetsi, Ndivoka, co-founder, Wesangano. He's a co-founder, Owenklanganiso, a Open Mind Initiative. Nyabonga wonke umuntu ongenele ukuhlelo, sibona ukuthi abantu bathini ekhasini lethu, sivala uhlelo. Nangu umnumzana uDennis uthi nyaya yemali haida kunyanya kudzidza, anzi haidi square foot nema formula. Nangu Bruce uthi the issue of the new currency I think is riddled with skepticism. The government should take more time to introduce money. Iskatsam says pelile Zulu kandaba da tenda zvikuru munhu wese apinda muchirongwa. Thank you so much to everybody who joined us. This is the Live Talk, the connection with your boy Mike Hove. I'm your host, Zimbabwe Muhle. Good night. Bye bye.
Nera kana kamuri ya Zimbabwe ino Studio 7
tichipepenyura tiri mu Washington DC linyali